Buonasera a tutti, sono Cecilia Paesante e vi do il benvenuto a un nuovo episodio di Indire, il progetto europeo che Radio Popolare condivide con altre radio europee da Slovenia, Germania, Francia e Croazia. Lo scopo del progetto è condividere musica indipendente fra le radio partecipanti. In questo episodio di Indire, Radio Campus Parigi fa luce su 5 artisti che orbitano attorno al collettivo parigino Planisphère. Creato nel 2018 con l'obiettivo di portare sotto i riflettori artisti emergenti della scena musicale sperimentale, Planisphère organizza eventi underground, ospita un programma radiofonico bisettimanale e ha persino una propria etichetta. Oggi incontreremo 5 artisti della etichetta appunto di Planisphère, i produttori Delight e Amélie Neal, il supergruppo Free Jazz Camoufleur, la visual artist Charlene Daly e uno dei fondatori del collettivo stesso e musicista elettronico Protocol.
Radio Muse.
Radio Muse.
Radio Muse.
Radio Muse.
Europska Glas Benaismenjava.
Ein europäisches Musikaustausch.
Le programme européen d'échange musical.
Europske Glas Benerasmien.
Slušate Radio Student.
Vous êtes sur le Radio Campus.
Slušate Radio Student.
Du hörst Orange 94.0.
Supported by EU.
In this episode of Radio Muse, Radio Campus Paris shines a light on 5 artists orbiting around the Paris-based collective Planisphère. Created in 2018 with the goal of bringing into the spotlight up-and-coming artists of the experimental music scene, Planisphère organizes underground events, hosts a bi-weekly radio show, and even has its own label. While experimentation is a guiding principle in sound as well as image, their aesthetic spectrum is deliberately large. Abrasive techno sits alongside intimate folk, ambient and noise, neighbor jazz and space rock. For the next hour, we will meet 5 artists showcased on their label: electronic producer and synth whiz Delight, sound artist, composer and specializing sound engineer Amélie Nils, Free Jazz Goes Folk supergroup Camoufleur, visual artist Charlene Daly, and one of the collective's founders, electronic artist Protocol. Delight is a Renaissance man. Architect, musician, visual artist, producer, radio host, and label head, he puts out as many releases a year as he has fingers to play his instruments with. His latest release on Planisphère is Dans l'eau, a collection of tracks bridging the gap between ambient and breakbeat with an aquatic imagery.
Cette sélection de tracks là de Dans l'eau, c'était vraiment un assemblage de morceaux immersifs.
The selection of tracks that make up Dans l'eau is a combination of immersive contemplative tracks, sonic landscapes I thought of as an immersion in a bath or a womb, a warm place where you can protect yourself from the world and its complications.
Tiède dans lequel on peut s'abstraire un peu du monde et de ses complications. Et donc c'est des morceaux moins.
These are tracks that are less rhythmically busy, more loaded in harmony and ambient, in order to envelop the listener and to distract them from their problems.
Pour justement essayer de tenter d'envelopper l'auditeur et de le soustraire à ses problèmes. Le Rhodes, c'est mon instrument préféré. C'est une grande histoire d'amour qui vient justement de l'époque où j'écoutais l'électro jazz.
The Rhodes is my favorite instrument. It's a love story that dates back to when I listened to a lot of electro jazz, Herbie Hancock, Eric Truffaz, Cinematic Orchestra, where you can find this bizarre instrument, a piano but electric with effect pedals.
Ça m'a toujours fasciné.
I have always been fascinated by the fact that the pianist can have an instrument that resembles an electric guitar.
Ou une guitare électrique.
And it's a beautiful instrument with a sound that fits into everything. The piano is very rich and loaded and can take up a lot of space, whereas there's always space for a road.
Il va s'insérer dans tout, en fait. Enfin, je sais pas qui. Alors qu'un piano, ça, c'est quand même assez riche et ça peut être assez agressif et assez chargé et occuper beaucoup d'espace. Le Rhodes, il y a toujours une petite place pour un Rhodes. C'est un instrument.
It's also a mechanical instrument where a hammer hits a needle that is then amplified by a microphone and can be transformed afterwards. The notion of touch is very present. It creates a sensual relationship with the instrument, something which is less present with a synthesizer.
Le Wurlitzer, j'ai l'impression que c'est plus utilisé dans des trucs un peu plus bluesy rock.
The Wurlitzer is used rather in blues and rock. I also kind of have the impression it has less sustain than the Rhodes. Aesthetically, the Rhodes is rather raw. It's an instrument you can put in a suitcase and take it with you on the road.
C'est un instrument qui peut être mis dans une valise et trimballé sur les routes. C'était un peu d'ailleurs l'idée.
That was, by the way, the idea Harold Rhodes had when creating this instrument. To have something more easily transportable than a piano, and the Wurlitzer, on the other hand, resembles more an American car, like a Cadillac. I don't know. In any case, I chose the Rhodes for these reasons.
Enfin, je sais pas, il y a un, je sais pas. Le Rhodes, bah voilà. J'ai choisi le Rhodes pour ces raisons. C'était un projet, enfin en tout cas un corpus de tracks qui est...
Dans l'eau is a collection of tracks that have been composed during the lockdown and even a bit before that. That was clearly the idea of doing something less club, more meditative, something you can listen to outside of the club, on headphones or at home while looking at one's plants. It was clearly a lockdown project.
C'est clairement une musique de confinement, un projet de confinement quoi. Pendant le confinement, il y a quand même un grand retour de l'ambiance. Alors, je ne sais pas si c'est moi qui m'y suis intéressé.
During lockdown, there has been a revival of ambient, or maybe it was me who suddenly became interested in it. But on SoundCloud and the networks I frequent, there was a lot of ambient production. Ski Mask, for example, has released an ambient album during lockdown, although he is more leaning towards breakbeats and club music.
Assez breaké, club, et y a, il me semble que Special Request aussi ont fait un truc un peu ambiant. Enfin, il y a plein d'artistes du coup qui se sont mis.
Or Special Request and plenty of other artists who thought there is no club activity, so why continue doing club music? I think we all have been, if not traumatized, at least changed by the lockdown. Personally, I will continue listening to ambient. It has really changed my vision of music.
En tout cas, on a été changé par le confinement moi personnellement, je vais continuer à écouter de l'ambient. Ça m'a vraiment apporté une nouvelle vision de la musique. Non, mais ce que je me suis dit, c'est qu'on pouvait faire de la musique électronique qui soit pas forcément de la grosse perf noise.
I told myself that one could make electronic music without having big noise performances and bizarre sound design or club music made to make people dance with big sound systems. There's a new style that has emerged that is between the two, something experimental and at the same time meditative, something influenced by club music. That is for me this new wave of ambient breakbeat.
C'est pour moi cette nouvelle vague d'ambiance breakée. En vrai, je rêverais de l'écouter sur un gros sound system dans un jardin.
Actually, I would love to listen to this kind of music on a big sound system in a garden or a park. When you plan your event in the Botanical Garden of Paris, I thought, that is where I can realize my dream, listening to ambient on a big sound system without having the party aspect. Simply experiencing the music physically, but in a relaxing, meditative mindset.
Physiquement, mais dans un mindset de détente et de... Voilà, de méditation, quoi.
You just listened to In Motion, the closing track of Dans l'eau by Delight, released on Planisphère in October 2021. You're listening to Radio Muse. Amélie Nils has had several epiphanies during her musical upbringing. Playing drums as a teenager, she discovered Coltrane and Miles Davis. During her jazz training, she came upon artists bringing together pop and sound design, such as Björk and Émilie Simon. Finally, through her studies in musicology, she unveiled the mysteries of sound in electroacoustic composition and sound spatialization. On her EP A Croquer le Fruit Étrange, Planisphère's first vinyl release, she revisits jazz standards with a concrete edge.
J'ai fait des recherches de master à l'université Paris 8 sur la spécialisation des musiques électroniques.
During my master's at the University of Paris 8, I did some research on sound spatialization in electronic music with Anne Cédès and Alain Bonnardier, two composers active at the Center for Information Technology in Musical Creation. Since then, I'm experimenting with spatialization in my own music, but also with other artists from the realm of electronic music. I also try to raise awareness of this subject through events as well as workshops and conferences for a large public.
Les conférences, etc., à destination des enfants, du grand public. Voilà. La spécialisation du son, alors c'est beaucoup de choses. C'est oui, c'est des mouvements.
The term sound spatialization regroups a number of things. It can mean movement through the panoramic distribution of sound. It can also include broadcasting on several loudspeakers. But you can create space even in mono. Spatializing is arranging sound in a space, but also creating space within a sound. Each gesture makes it possible to create a sonic space, be it two or three-dimensional stereo or mono. For example, by using reverb or working with frequencies, you can create depth even in mono.
Voilà, donc en fait, même en mono, on pourrait parler de spatialisation. Ça dépend comment on travaille le son. L'espace dans la musique, ça.
Space in music also includes the space in which music is broadcast. You need to take it into account, and there are composers who have worked with this broadcast space.
Justement, cet espace de diffusion. J'ai rencontré Molécule lors d'un stage à Radio France en septembre-octobre dernier.
I met Molécule during an internship at Radio France while preparing a live at Rex Club with sound engineer Hervé Dujardin, which was a spatialized live in total black. Kind of by chance, he asked me to work with him for a live at the Ina Sound Festival.
Donc on s'est vu en studio au GRM. Pour faire quelques tests, parce qu'il faut savoir que la spatialisation du son.
We met again in his studio at GRM for some tests, because spatializing a live demands a lot of preparation with the artist. The tools I had to use were the GRM tools, GRM being a part of the INA who organized the festival.
Au GRM, vu qu'ils organisent aussi le festival. Et voilà, donc on a travaillé avec Romain, il me disait ce qu'il voulait à peu près, et j'essayais de retranscrire ses envies en live.
I tried to answer to what Molécule had in mind and to create it live, which is not evident with the GRM tools, which are perfect for writing spatialization, but a lot more difficult to use in a live setting. But I did it with a whole palette of presets, but it was a lot of improvisation and reaction to how the public responded to it.
Selon ce qui se passait en live, c'était de la totale improvisation, il faut le dire, aussi bien au niveau de l'espace que de la musique. C'était un peu ça le concept aussi. D'improviser et de voir en fonction des réactions du public. Le binaural, ça permet d'écouter en stéréo sur deux canaux, du coup.
The binaural technology makes it possible to have a real life sonic experience while listening to stereo, which means having a 3D sound in a 2D, two channel sound field. This is possible because the signals we send are filtered through so-called HRTF filters that take into account the listener's body, his head, his shoulders, but also his pinna, the contour of the ear. And that's how we hear as if we were in a 3D space, because our perception of the exterior world depends on our ears.
Comme dans le monde extérieur. Parce que nous, notre perception, elle dépend bien sûr de notre, voilà, de notre oreille, de notre cou, de notre tête, etc. Les filtres HRTF, c'est un peu comme l'ADN. On en a chacun un, ou comme l'empreinte digitale. On en a chacun un qui nous est propre. Mm-hmm. Mais c'est vrai que là,
HRTF filters are like DNA or digital imprints. We all have one, but they are a bit more generic. The recording device is a head, kind of eggshell colored, with a microphone in each ear, which makes it possible to record in binaural. There is a distinction between what is called native binaural, a binaural recording technique using the actual head, which is called Kermach, or using your own ears, and synthetic binaural, where stereo sounds are mixed in binaural. Ideally, one day everyone could put on his HRTF filters before listening, so that we can hear music the best way possible.
N'importe, on va les mixer en binaural. Voilà. Et donc, l'idéal un jour, ce serait que chacun puisse mettre son filtre HRTF avant de pouvoir écouter, pour qu'on entende de la meilleure façon qui soit.
We'll be right back.
you just listened to Caravan, taken from the EP A Croquer le Fruit Étrange by Amélie Niels, released on Planisphère in November 2021. You're listening to Radio Muse. Camoufleur can best be described as a supergroup. Composed of three free jazz musicians and a singer-songwriter, the group released an album of half-improvised, half-written folk songs that are as sparse and poetic as they are filled with uncompromising energy. OK Dylan, released in late 2020 on Planisphère, is one of the more singular entries of the label's catalogue.
Je pense qu'on qualifie pas vraiment la musique qu'on fait de folk. Mm-hmm. On l'a fait parce que c'est un peu nos parcours respectifs.
We don't necessarily define our music as folk music. We create this type of music because our different paths have converged here and because we share interest in stuff ranging from Neil Young to noise and including free jazz and contemporary music.
Et en gros, nous, on...
When composing the album, the idea was to put all of these pieces together.
De prendre un peu toutes ces pièces du puzzle et d'essayer d'en faire un nouveau, quoi.
Le mot folk, je pense qu'il y a...
Behind the idea of folk, there is a certain idea of anonymity. I think it would be interesting to compare French translations of folk, because we wouldn't say the same thing. We say popular music, while folk music has been extrapolated to designate an aesthetic identity from American popular music. And there's a sense of shared music in it. You don't know who was the original author, everyone knows the lyrics, and everyone can sing a folk song, without it losing its originality.
Et c'est pareil. Le nom du groupe, en fait, est un hommage un peu dissimulé à un album d'un groupe qu'on aime beaucoup. Qui
Our name is a tribute to a group we like, Gastre del Sol. But people often tell us that it reflects a way of hiding types of music behind others. So the idea of camouflage actually fits rather well. Musically, it's something interesting. Voilà.
Du coup, l'idée du camouflage est pas mal, en fait. Musicalement, c'est un truc intéressant, quoi.
Il y a un peu une rencontre esthétique.
There's also another aesthetic encounter in this group, which is that Luca, Luis and me were not from a folk or song background, but from jazz.
Folk, on vient pas des chansons et tout, nous on vient du jazz à la base.
Je crois qu'on s'est rencontré au Zorba. C'est un anciennement un haut lieu.
I think we met at Zorba.
Musique à Paris.
For me, this bar was a hotspot for music in Paris. Johan is part of the collective that was responsible for the concert at the time. With Basil and the others, we often went there to listen to music as well as to play.
Et le groupe, c'est d'abord vous deux, en fait. D'abord Johan et Basil.
Ouais, bah, en gros, un jour, Basil est venu jouer en duo avec un batteur.
The group started with Basil and Johan. Yes, one day Basil played with a drummer at Zorba. After the concert, we talked. He knew of projects I was involved in where I wrote songs. We talked about doing something, and after a long time, we invited Louis and Luca. We did a first concert in June 2018, then a residency with a closing concert.
Et puis on a fait un premier concert en juin, voilà, après une première résidence, donc c'était un peu speed.
The guys had a background of improvised music, so it was interesting to explore half-written, half-improvised formats. This was defining at the start of the project.
Plutôt une pratique de musique improvisée aussi. Enfin, donc c'était assez intéressant d'aller explorer des formes semi-écrite, semi-improvisée, c'est un peu ce qui a drivé le projet au début, quoi. En fait, on a fait deux concerts, un en juin et un en novembre, et puis après, on s'est dit...
We did two concerts, one in June and one in November. Then we thought, rather than continuing playing live, let's make an album out of this.
Bon, pas compromis, quoi, mais un bon carrefour entre les pratiques de chacun. Parce qu'en fait, on est arrivé, on était dans un studio, on a joué...
I think we have ended up with a nice fusion of everyone's artistic practice. We went into the studio and we played and played, which was really nice. But at one point, we told ourselves we should maybe fix some things. Because we were used to never fixing anything, coming from improvised music. And we thought, let's fix things, let's write an album of songs out of this. So we fixed melodies and formats, while still maintaining some liberties.
Et puis, y a l'idée que... Enfin, contrairement à justement faire un truc de freak folk.
The idea was not to reduce 70s freak folk with only acoustic elements, but to include different sources and sonic environments from other types of music, and to put all these elements together.
Mais justement d'intégrer des nouveaux éléments, quoi.
Déjà par l'instrumentation aussi.
Ouais. For example, other instruments such as the vibraphone or upright bass, which are not really common in folk music. The first residency was really fluid. We composed quickly and had to do a concert after only 4 days of playing together as a four-piece. We found the common ground, which it was rather efficient to compose from.
Tous les quatre ensemble, finalement, ouais, comme dit Basile, on a vraiment trouvé un terrain d'entente qui, oui, ça a été assez efficace dans la composition, quoi.
L'idée, c'est de fabriquer un groupe à partir des personnalités plus que des instruments. Déjà, ça, c'est le truc de base. Et ça, c'est peut-être ce qui rejoint...
We wanted to create a group out of personalities rather than out of instruments. This is also what brings us close to jazz, where the musicians are not interchangeable. We couldn't play the album with another bassist or vibraphonist. It wouldn't sound the same.
Avec un autre contrebassiste ou un autre vibraphoniste, en fait, ça sonnera pas pareil. Chaque morceau s'est fait de manière différente. Celui qu'on a entendu tout à l'heure, Flou la Terre, là, c'est vraiment une chanson. Un jour, je suis arrivé...
Each track was made differently. Flou la Terre, for example, is a typical song where I told the others, I've got this song, shall we play it together? And we played it.
Il y a carrément des choses sur le disque qui sont un peu du montage, de longues formes qu'on a un peu redécoupées.
Others are improvisation. Some are long-form cut-ups. The method depends on the song and what we want to tell with it. Now we're thinking about maybe finding a real method, but it's often more complicated.
Là, on réfléchit pour la suite à peut-être trouver une méthode, mais c'est souvent le plus dur, en fait. Thank you.
You just listened to Scaphandrier, taken from the album OK Dylan by Camoufleur, released on Planisphère in November 2020. You're listening to Radio Muse. Visual artist Charline Daly has made her way from Parisian visual label Oyer to Montreal's experimental scene and back to France. After a period of extended jams with electronic musician Olivier Landry-Gagnon, the duo released the audiovisual album Spectre on Planisphère in October 2020.
Spectre, c'est un album audiovisuel réalisé en collaboration avec Olivier Landry-Gagnon. On s'est rencontrés à Montréal, donc quand j'habitais là.
Spectre is an audiovisual album I created in collaboration with Olivier Landry-Gagnon. I met him several years ago when I lived in Montreal. The album is abstract, experimental drone and ambient music in organic symbiosis with the visual part.
Vivante, lumineuse. Et à la base, on était
the images give you the impression of electricity becoming a living, luminous entity. Originally, we were inspired by each other's practices and thought it would be interesting to jam.
Donc, c'est ça, c'est un peu un...
Olivier has a studio filled with modular synthesizers resembling a spaceship. He's really passionate about it. He experiments a lot, mainly with an oscilloscope, which is a machine transforming sonic waves into light waves. It offers a lot of possibilities and is the perfect bridge between our respective artistic practices, sound for Olivier, and video for me. This project enabled us to work in a more hybrid way and to each create the music as well as images.
Que de la vidéo. Et notre processus
Our creative process is based on experimentation. We used to jam a lot up until late. I brought mainly video modules to his studio, cameras, analog mix tables, signal modulators by Tekion or BPMC.
Des caméras, des mixeurs analogiques, des machines qui permettent de modifier le signal, comme les machines Tekion ou BPMC. Et du coup, sur le plan technique,
I won't list all the modules Olivier had. That would be way too long, but we often send two oscillators into the oscilloscope, which blended them together. I then filmed the image the oscilloscope generated, and so we ended up with a direct translation of the sound waves into visual waves. The modules I used enabled me to work more precisely on the colors, the textures, and the frequencies.
Et du coup, c'est ça. Les modules, elles édits que j'utilise, ils permettent de vraiment aller chercher un travail très subtil de la couleur, des textures, des différentes fréquences. Et il y a un procédé que j'ai énormément utilisé aussi, c'est le feedback vidéo.
Another technique I used a lot is video feedback, which means recording directly what one sends onto the screen in order to create a loop. This creates an illusion of infinite space, like when you put two mirrors face to face. This infinite space can be very psychedelic, hypnotic. Often when jamming, at one point we stop touching the machines and we let go, observed and just tripped.
Beaucoup de fois quand on jamait, on arrêtait de toucher et on se laissait juste emporter à juste observer et à tripper. Et c'est grâce au phénomène de vidéo feedback donc que les mouvements de cette
It's because of this video feedback phenomenon that the movements of the electric entity seem to print themselves onto the screen and to reverberate in the video's pictorial space. Sometimes I see it as if it were a type of writing. During our jams, sometimes there were moments where we became simple observers of what evolved on its own on the screen without our involvement. That's the magic of analog techniques. There are always different effects. You can't redo the same thing twice. That's why we recorded everything we did all the time. We had hours of recordings, and for the different tracks of the album, we chose moments we were particularly fond of.
Des symboles, déjà de donner le nom Spectre à tout l'album.
We chose symbols for the track titles and decided to name the album Spectre. It's a continuity. The symbols represent the forms generated by the oscilloscope, which was the main tool we used for the album. In the past, I have collaborated with more techno-leaning acts such as Renard. I'm part of the visual label Oyer, which began by making visuals for club nights, so rather dance-oriented music.
On a commencé à faire des visuels pour des soirées, donc c'est sûr que c'est de la musique plus dansante techno house. Je suis impliquée dans le Desert Mauve, c'est un autre de mes duos où j'ai été pas mal active dernièrement.
I'm also part of a duo called the Desert Mauve with Gabriel HB, who makes music while I do the visuals. The name of our duo is a reference to a book by Quebec poet Nicole Brossard, who we love. With Le Desert Mauve, we try to do soft audiovisual synthesis. Our guiding principles are the notions of care, softness, slowness, and sustainability. Our mission is to propose spaces where you lose the perception of time, where there's room for introspection.
Où il y a la place pour de l'introspection. On fait souvent des choses immersives, donc à la base notre pratique est vraiment performative.
We often do immersive performances, but recently we also did a residency at Satosphere, which is a dome where we created a film, a narration on screen.
Avec une narration. Donc ça c'est un projet un peu différent. Et la lenteur, ça nous définit bien.
Advocating slowness is something that defines us as a duo, and we consider it a political act, a kind of resistance against today's hyperactivity. We feel like as a society we need this, particularly in the context of recent events. It's by slowing down that we become aware of subtle things and sharpen our sensibility. We're particularly inspired by eco-feminist theories that open up new perspectives on the world, where the barriers between human and non-human, between body and landscape, are getting blurred. Reconnecting to our own bodily sensibility enables us to develop our empathy towards what surrounds us.
Une plus grande empathie pour tout ce qui nous entoure.
You just listened to the first track of Spectre, an audiovisual album by Olivier Landry-Gagnon and Charline Daly, released on Planisphère in October 2020. You're listening to Radio Muse. Protocol is one of the founders of the Planisphère Collective and the label's main resident. A frequent composer of film soundtracks and music for art installations, he put out two releases on Planisphère, Lueur Crépusculaire in February 2020, covering noise, techno and ambient, and the drone ambient-leaning Kowuk Prolegomena in 2021.
Je fais de la musique depuis très longtemps, je suis passé par le classique, après j'avais un petit groupe de rock où je reprenais du muse. Je faisais des...
I have been playing music for a very long time. I started with classical music, then I played in a rock band where we covered muse. I played piano and I tried singing, but I've stopped trying. Then I played a bit of jazz on trumpet, but even if I like jazz a lot, coming from classical music, this was rather hard for me. Afterwards, I took a contemporary composition when I was doing my master's in Paris, and that's when I discovered experimental sounds. I composed for short films before going to Berlin for 3 years and discovering techno.
Je suis parti à Berlin il y a 3 ans, et là j'ai découvert encore plus la techno. Et maintenant, voilà.
I've developed producing and playing in my bedroom, and since coming back to Paris, I have wanted to mix all this: experimental music, techno, and all that. With Planisphère, I can do all that and do sound installations with and without images and performances with dancers. I like to explore all kinds of art.
Et là, je vais faire des installations sonores avec ou sans images. Et je vais aussi faire des...
I spend a lot of time looking for sounds. I think of some sound I want to use. I listen to a lot of sounds, and when I find some I like, I put them aside. It can be for one or more songs. And when I have found enough sounds, I try to do something with them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Je vais faire un truc avec. Des fois ça marche pas, des fois ça marche.
Et I experiment a lot. I play with the effects. I modify the samples I use. And sometimes I even record sound myself, which I then put into my tracks.
Et voilà, et des fois,
I'm always still interested in classical music, even if I'm more implicated in the electronic music scene.
Je les mets dans mes musiques.
I'm still influenced by classical, but I don't really know in what way.
Je fréquente beaucoup le milieu électro.
Before, it influenced my way of making music, but today it's more like a luggage I carry around and can make use of when I need it. For example, I learned how to play the piano and the trumpet, so I conceive my music in a classical way and then put other sounds into it, which can be difficult when doing concrete music, playing with recorded music or with a lot of percussions, and the way you learn to use rhythm in classical music.
Et après, je rajoute d'autres sons. Donc c'est un peu dur quand on fait un peu de musique concrète, c'est-à-dire avec des sons enregistrés ou beaucoup de percussions.
It's not the same conception of music, but it definitely influences my way of thinking about it and indirectly of composing it. While playing live, depending on my mood, some elements of my music may unnerve me, while at other points I want to explore it more. I listen when I play, which is important when making music. Not only to play correctly, but to really experience what you are playing. It can be important to listen to the public too, but you need to listen to yourself playing. I haven't played on big stages yet, but I have always worked as if the stage was the extension of my room, a bit bigger and with more people, but that's basically it.
J'ai toujours travaillé comme ça, donc pour moi en fait c'est un peu l'extension de ma chambre ici, c'est un peu plus grand et un peu plus de gens, mais c'est ça quoi.
Thank you.
You just listened to Co-Work 3, taken from the EP Co-Work Prolegomena by Protocol, released on Planisphere in May 2021. You're listening to Radio Muse.
Your love is like a studded leather headlock. Your kiss, it could put creases in the rain. You're rarer than a can of dandelion.